Tess Ehr, 25th of May, Dain Levi Yitzhak Raskin, Zmanim issues related to Shavuos.
Good morning. Just to follow up on what Sir Bianca just said about the word Eor, and there is a loss in the Gemara Shmeis Hachadoshim Olu Imohem Mibover, which means that you look in Tanakh, the names of the months till the Churban Habayis, you see they are called Chodesh Harishon, Chodesh Hasheni, names Teves, Shvat, etc. Those names only appear after Churban Habayis Rishon, when the Yidden were in Bovel. So Shmeis Hachadoshim Olu Imohim Mibovel, that the names of the month came with them, they picked out from Bovel. I was once in a taxi with a Cypriot immigrant. I don't want to say that word. So we were talking, came in conversation about the names of the months. So they also have Temuz, Tevet, Elul. They are familiar with these names. Those are the names of the months. The same time of the year, approximately. So Shemesh HaChadoshim Olu Imoim Mibovel. For Eksa Adeshayle, was the Pshat that we have Gansa the Drushim. We have a Drush of Nisin, and we have a Drush on Eor, etc. What does it mean? It's taking Goyish words and using them for making Drushim. Is the Pshat in Italy? The Pshat is the drosh. You take a drosh, Eor is Avram Yitzchak Yankov Rochel. You're taking a word from, Aramaic or something, or from a foreign language. You're making a drushim on it. The pshat is Shmeis Hachadoshim. They are originally Hebrew words. In other words, the name Nisan is a Hebrew word. Norvas, the association of the name Nisan to this time of the year, that Olum Yimoyim Bibovel. Like the word Nisan comes from Hanitzonim Nur Ba'oritz, Loshen of Blossoming. That's a Hebrew word. Nates is a Hebrew word. Vayonitz Nates, Vayonitz Sitz. Nates is a Hebrew word. The association of calling the months with this name, that's Olum Yimoyim Bibovel. But it doesn't mean that it's a Moker Tome, it's a Moker Tohur. It's just that the association of those names with the Chadoshim, that's Olum Yimoyim Bibovel. But that's not what I'm prepared to speak about this morning. Talking about Zmanim. Zmanim, says the same for Yetzirah, the Olim here says Tikkun Leil Shavuos. At the end of Tikkun Leil Shavuos, there's a shtikel for Sefer Yetzirah. And it says there that Oilom Shono Nefesh. The world is created with Oilom Shono Nefesh. Oilom means space, Shono means time, and Nefesh means the individual. In other words, we've got a 3D world, that's Oilom, the space. There's a fourth dimension which defines the coordinates. So you've got the coordinates in space. Where is a fourth coordinate in time? And then who? And that's what Zman is. So I'm just learning now Gemara Ebrachas. What is the word of Zimun? What's the word Zimun got to do with Zman? What's got to do with it? Zman, almost perhaps like the word hizdamnut, which means opportunity. Zman is the space for change. For me to get from A to B, or to develop from A to B, I need to have space of time. So Zman is that dimension of change, or changeability, within the world. So Zman is so crucial in Halacha, in Torah. I've told you before, there was a chassid in the name of Reb Mendel Futterfass, some of you remember him. So he told me in the name of about the Ragachover Goyim, and he was once sitting. He was sitting like Shabbos late afternoon, and he was like tapping on the table. Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. Time changes, and it's a different status. Allah, here is a Issus Koros, a Skila, and here, as you said before, till now Muhammad is Issus Koros. A minute later, Chamitzvotes. So that's Zman, it's change. Okay. So we have here Sfiras Oime, we're counting time. And then we have, everyone's familiar with the idea of Tmimos, that we don't daven Ma'ariv early on the first night of Shavuos. So as we should have the full set, full 49 days. This is a chiddush of one of the early achronim, Masas Binyomi, and it's brought down in Taz and the Mishnah, etc. That first night of Shavuos, you daven bismanoi. Yeah, you mean to think it's bad over here? I was once Shavuos a couple of times in Leeds. Here it's you're talking about 10 to 15. There you're talking about 11 o'clock, yeah. And they daven bismanoi. No. So I had a shayla. I have a nephew who was Pesach in Detroit, and he lives in Melbourne. So he did not cross the deadline. So I'm not going to go into that. But he sends me an email after he's landed in, I don't know, Hong Kong or Singapore. He travelled from Detroit, etc., from New York, travels up over Greenland or the south of Greenland, then lands down in Singapore. He did not have a night. Although he was travelling into the night, if you travel from the States towards England, in other words, you're travelling from west to east, you're travelling into the night. But because it was so far north, he did not have a night. So he didn't have Maariv, because he didn't see any night. So then he asked, what do I do about Sfira? Have I missed a day of Sfira?
Yeah.
In other words, at a certain point, as you are above the Arctic Circle and you do not have a night, but it does change from Wednesday to Thursday. When you cross a certain point of midnight, of that longitude, so then it switches the date. Okay, so you do change the date. So you didn't do Sfira last night, you do Sfira during the day without a brocha, not a problem.
But he didn't have a Maariv.
Well, he didn't have a Maariv because he didn't see dark.
But you don't need to have a Maariv.
Well, what I told him, I told him by email afterwards, after his landing in Singapore, that you could have done from Plag HaMincha.
Oh.
And Plag HaMincha, because it's a 24-hour day, is 2.5 hours before midnight. So from 9:30 till 12, you had a window for Maariv. So, for future's knowledge, if you are stuck in a plane in that part of the world, so that's an Eitzah. So I told him that, this is all Alach HaMaisa. He didn't daven Maariv, he davened Tushman Eses on us. So he'd have to daven to. But then, he eventually arrives in Melbourne, and then someone told him, you have a problem with Tamimus. That your 49 days of Sfira have been cut short by about 15 hours. I wrote back to him, don't worry about it. The truth is, it's not only a problem. If you're going to make a fuss about that, anyone going to Etz Yisrael is also going to lose a couple of hours. And so it's irrelevant. And in other words, the way the poskim look at it is that you have a day, you have to have 49 full days. If some of the days happen to be short, get shortened because of travel. More, it becomes a more of an issue. The Gabi Sfira Shiva Nakir. If a woman, after she has a Mehefzik Tara, she has to have 7 days before going to mikveh, etc., and having to be able to have relations. What happens if she travels? Not Labdavka for to Australia. Travels from London to Antwerp. There's a difference of an hour. Does she have to wait an hour later for Shiva Nikia? For mikveh?
It doesn't say to me what's there.
All right, exactly. All right, fine. Okay, good.
There's no
all right, Gus is arguing that. That's where you have problems. Yeah, for example, my raya from Shiva Nakim is Geraya, because by Shiva Nakim it says Shivas Yomim here, and Basophil or Shivas Yomim, it doesn't say the word Tamimos. Here it says the word Tamimos, masculine. All right. But the poil, the Shaila, is not only by travelling to Australia, it would be any travel eastwards. During Sfira, would raise the same question, but Loichoshulosset. No one's making fuss about it. I mean, I looked yesterday about the union of Sifra and Shiva Nakia, and the Chulas for him, looked at Michasitza particularly, he quotes, that if you're going to start making a fuss about that, constantly people travel during Shemini Kippur, but Lo Shamanu, so he really takes it from that angle, that Lo, and perhaps taking the Lashon of him, Lo Neviim Heim, B'nei Neviim Heim, the Olam came on this Choshesh Given about traveling eastwards during Sfira. I'm going to write. Alright, so you're up a whole night, and then it becomes... Then it becomes dawn.
Sorry, on the previous point then.
Yes.
So we're not so worried if you lose an hour or two during the...
That's sphere. What I'm saying, yeah.
So why are we so makabit to daven at night, at the last day, in order to make it to Mimois? Why can't we lose an hour and daven a bit earlier?
But then you are cutting it short.
Yeah. What?
Like this, the day, the Ebrister cuts the day, you know, finishes off the day for you. Yeah. Here, you are cutting it short. That's the Kiddush of the Masters of Binyamin, that you shouldn't be cutting off voluntarily.
Okay. You also do, if you decide to travel, you also cut it off.
Yeah, you only think of it, unfortunately.
It's okay, perhaps that's grammar.
So you shouldn't.
You're putting yourself in a position as a result, Mr. Shemai.
So you shouldn't fly for 7 weeks.
Fine. So I'm sure. Alright, so now coming, you've been up a whole night, and now. A ma'aseh that once it becomes a new day, you have to say bechasatere. If you're up a whole night, when do you? What happens with bechasatere? By Allah safracha, you have to say bechasatere. So, what's taka the cheshbon? The question is, what happens if you are in the middle of taking a little shavuos or something? Do you have to stop immediately, or can you finish off and? Now, some people will prefer to go to sleep for a couple of hours and then get up and daven at a normal time, rested, etc. So actually, there's a tshuva sefer called Shalos HaTshuvos Marashak. Reb Shimon Greenfeld, he was a rov in Szombathely in Hungary before the war, and he talks about this. Why don't you say Birchas HaTorah every evening, when it switches from Yom Rishon to Yom Sheni, or Yom, yeah? Because we know our days are counted me Erev ad Erev. So why don't we make a Birchas HaTorah every evening? So the Teretz is Rabbeinu Yoni in Brachas says we have a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and we have our shiurim, etc. The shiurim which we didn't manage to cover during the day, we're mashkling by night. It's like the korbanos of the day, kind of, they are finished off by night. So the Birchas HaTorah in the morning covers also for the Torah which you can learn in the evening. But in a sense, there's a conscious cut-off point that I'm making a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and it is until the point I'll go to sleep. That's my the span of my planned Birchas, of my intention Birchas HaTorah. But if, kind of, the anticipation is going to be also a little bit longer because it's the day before Shavuos. So then the overflow of your learning because of Tikkun Shavuos going after Allah's Hashacha is also included in the Birchas HaTorah. I want to give you a Itzantarai. Why is it Bnei Beleza, Bnei Yeshua, why is it Subim Bnei Berab? Misaprim v'itzias Mitzrayim kol oisalayim. What Misaprim v'itzias is Torah? Chay. Ad shevo talmideihem v'yomru lehem rabbeseinu v'hegi hazman krishma shel shacharis. When is the time for krishma shel shacharis? Mishiyakim. And alos hashachar is not the same time. So he says that the Chachomim in Bnei Barak were sitting in Misaprim v'itzias Mitzrayim after Alos HaShachar, and they didn't notice that to stop the Birchas HaTorah. It's a raya, it's not gefährlich.
They mean they should have said it.
L'chayre, Alos HaShachar.
Mishiyakir is nishta, it's nishta.
It doesn't matter, but it is a margin where it's 10 minutes or half an hour after Alos HaShachar, but it's much later. Well, it's significantly later. Why didn't their Talmidim say, Rabbi Seinu, he gives man Birchas HaTorah? At Alos HaShachar. Elomai, there's a raya to the Marshag, that it, if you overflow a little bit after Allah Sashacha into Bechas, you're learning Torah later, it's still included in the Bechas HaTorah. Okay. Good. I know that you've had various discussions about how you calculate Allah Sashacha. I have a chavrusa with Rabbi Lieberman, Bagdalia Lieberman. He told me that he wants to discuss this at this forum, whether it's Alos HaShachar is 72 minutes on the clock, or say if it's going according to degrees. So this is where those who go, when it comes to those who, if you go according to 72 minutes, so then you've got more time to eat on the Erev Tainis in the morning, yeah? But when it comes to Tikkun Lel Shavuos, so those who go according to degrees actually can go to sleep earlier, because the Alos HaShachar according to degrees is that much earlier than Alos HaShachar according to minutes.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's go on now to you're ready, Baruch Hashem, up all night, and then you've davened earlier or later, and now it comes lunchtime, Geta Chaseder from the Milchiks and the Fleishiks, and here, as a Maisa, how long do you wait between Milchiks and Fleishiks? So the Lashon of the Zohar, now, I'm sure you're familiar that the Minig Ashkenaz, historic Minig Ashkenaz, is to wait only 1 hour after Fleishiks, yeah? After Fleishiks, the way it's written in Ramo, in Simon Peites, Yerdeya, is 1 hour after Fleishiks. The only place in the world to today which observes this is Holland, that they have this minig of after Fleishiks, you only wait 1 hour. Where does this hour come from? So the Lashon of the Gemara is he's like vinegar. I'm like vinegar to wine. That my father, if he ate flesh today, he would wait till tomorrow to have milchiks. And I wait misuda lesuda. So what's misuda lesuda? So the Rambam says who kasheshos. The Toilet says misuda lesuda. You change it. You end it. You benched. And then you say, oh, what's this? Shlachmanas are going to come in. So you want to have another suda. So Toilet says it's a suda lesuda. Fine. Where does the hour come from? Where did it come this shear of an hour after Fleishiks? So the Loshon HaZoyar is the Imroi Pashan Mishpotim, which is quoted in Bir Agro, also in Simon Peites. The Loyle Mechla Hai Mechlu Kechado, B'Shai Tuchado I B'Shuda Tuchado. Not to eat these two foods within the hour, together. Not in 1 hour, and not in one meal. So we have here a new concept, that it's the meal which combines them, or the hour which combines them. And therefore we don't have Fleishiks and Milchiks within the one hour, nor in the one meal. So for example, let's go to the other side. If, let's say, you want to make Kiddush and wash and have some Milchiks, and then sit around and chat and have Fleishiks, that's not okay. You cannot have Fleishiks and Milchiks in the same meal, even if you had the time span. Now the other way around, not to have the two Fleishiks and Milchiks within the 1 hour, that's where it comes the minute of the hour. According to the Shitas Harambam, that Misuda Lesuda means 6 hours. In my Kamasul on the Zoyar, 1 hour. The Teretz is that is the Rambam, the Gemara is talking about from Fleishiks to Milchiks. And the Zoyar is talking about from Milchiks to Fleishiks. And that's where it comes the minig of waiting an hour after milchiks before having fleishiks. Now you're going to ask, where does a half an hour come from?
It must come from,
that must come from both the same mocker of Torah's Hapshoris.
So do is that halacha from Torah's Hapshoris?
Micha hacha mi idea pesha.
So where does the 3 hours come from?
The source of the 3 hours is a... In Rabbeinu Yerucham, some say it's a typing error, or you could say it's Takke Apshora between the hour and the 6 hours.
Suppose they're not right.
And then there's another Svara that right comes, all right, Misuda Lesuda, but in a winter's day, So the days are shorter, and that could also be contributing to that from lunch hour to nightfall is shorter. That's also one of the reasons. Akalponim, so this is where we're coming from, that there's an inyan of waiting dafka an hour and benching as chadas, and then coming back and having a fleshy kamil, if that's how you want to work it.
Sorry, I missed. So where do we get less than an hour between melachit and fleshiks?
If you learn, like the Tosfos, that misuda lisuda means kipshutoi, just you has chadas, comes along the Zohar says, misuda, you have to wait an hour. So that means after fleshiks, you have to have an hour. After milchik stachan godish tvaten, just to rinse your mouth. That's the way you can learn according to Tosfos. According to the Rambam, if you want to take the Rambam and the Zohar, so then here's 6 hours. What's the Zohar telling you? An hour for fleshiks, for after milchiks. Richtig, so that knuch bahadocha, that will, so, alright, according to Tosfos duch poshet, knuch bahadocha, according to the Rambam, which we were saying, so the Zohar says an hour, in addition to the hour is also knuch bahadocha.
A second is mitzvah shokir kule,
huh? That's a good one. Okay, let's move on. Which I want to share with you another thing. The second night of Shavuos, can you be mekel to be daven ma'ariv earlier the second night of Shavuos? So there is a certain reluctance, but where there's a need, one can be mekel to daven ma'ariv of the second night of Shavuos early, and I'm sure a lot of kilos are doing that. Pardon? Because the first day is affecting your sfida.
Why is not a chulah? It's a daven ma'ariv early. Why is not a chulah from the first day?
What's that tell to me, Machmel, on the second night?
Yeah. So are you compromising the first day by making Bayer early? Chayr or not. So, where it does become an issue, let's listen carefully, yeah? So I've had a woman call me, what do I do about benching licht? Now normally it says in the calendar, Lichtsinden, the second night, is going to be 10:50. Now if I'm going to be eating, if my husband davens ma'ariv at 8 o'clock, we're going to have at 8:30, we're going to sit down to the Yom Tov meal. What's the pshat? I should not light candles until 10:15? Doesn't make sense. Pardon?
Second night, yeah.
You can make kiddush on like Yom Tov meal at 8 o'clock for the second night.
If you're davening ma'ariv early, what are you going to do? Those people who are davening ma'ariv early the second night of Yom Tov, what they're going to do? They're not going to have their meal early. This shaila fascinating. There's a sefer called the Rav Piyolim. Rav Shalas Achufs Rav Piyolim from Yosef Chai and Ben Ish Chai. Curiously, he signs his name Yecheskel Kachali, and that's Gematra of Yosef Chai. But anyway, so in Rav Piyolim, he has a tshuva about this, about davening ma'ariv early the second night, eating early the second night. He says it's a good thing because if you eat later, you won't be able to see the flies in your food. Mm. Like this. And earlier you can see and you won't be nichshel eating flies. But can be meikol to have the meal early. And then, it's what came shatnisht to light the candles at 10:15 if you're eating at 8:30. You're going to bed to light the candles, you're going to bed. So of course you'll light before the beginning of the meal, and that's... It's not taking away. It's not like doing Havdalah early, which is saying sending the Yom Tov away. On the contrary, it's Kedusha Sayyam. It's a good problem. Where I want to just share with you one other nukud. If you are eating the meal early, you have to be very careful not to cook food on Yom Rishon, which is only going to be ready on Motzeh. So in other words, if to put up a soup, which is cold, to put up a soup, if you put up the soup, let's say, 9 o'clock, and it will only be ready 10 o'clock. This haste, you've done a malach on Yom Rishon, and it's only going to be ready Motzeh. And that's an Isser, and it could be even an Isser in HaTorah.
So ready, you mean edible?
Yes. So if I put up a soup at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going to have it for supper, you can still have the heter of a whole yil. It's raw in the bayoyim. It's not such a problem. But to take raw food and to put it up to cook somuch l'layla, and it's not going to have any benefit bayoyim, only for matzeh, then it could be a chiv malchus. So that's where it is a bit,
tricky.
It is tricky.
Unless they
say it's a cut. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if there is a chashash here, you're close to a miksha. If you're going to have putting up food to cook on the, even though you'll be mekabel the second day, but min haTorah, the second day doesn't exist, yeah? So to be putting up food be late after you'll be mekabel, and it's only going to be edible after Shkia, then you could be min haTorah cooking on Yom Rishon for Matzah.
But if you're eating your meal, you've gone
and if you're having it right away, that's fine. I'm worried about putting up food which is going to be ready. That you can't do. So that you have to be careful. When we're talking about people having their meal on the early on the second evening of Yom Tov, caution, do not put up food which is going to become ready after Shkia. Yeah? To put up food before Shkia. And it's going to be ready an hour later.
Once they're eating their meal, I suppose we eat after. We don't marv with that, but those who don't marv already at 8 o'clock, and they're going to eat their meal, they make kiddush when they come home, surely at the time when the husband starts doing marv, the woman can put the food on.
Maskim, but only four, which is going to be ready before Shkia. But if she puts up food, it's going to be ready an hour's time, then she is min haTorah. We disregard what all you've done in your Kabbal's Yom Tov early. It's min haTorah, you've done an act on Yom Tov, which is only going to be edible b'chol, which is a mloch. One last nekuda, and that is hadlokas neiris. And that is the following, not to do with zmanim. What happens when you are invited out for Yom Tov meal? Where does the lady light her candles? So, b'derech klal, a whole year round, a woman calls me up, asks this question. So I tell her, you have to light at home, because you have a chiyuv, and you have a chiyuv to light at home. We're not going to eat at home. The table's going to be empty, just the candles. It doesn't matter. You have a chiyuv to light at home. By the time we're going to come home, the candles are going to be out. It doesn't matter. Your broch is on the electricity. There's a chiv to have light, and so your bracha covers for the electricity also. Amedvor Mamurim, Friday night, and the first night of Yom Tov. But the second night of Yom Tov, what are you making a bracha? The electricity is there already. So you can't make a bracha on that. The candles which you're going to be lighting, you're not going to have any benefits from them. So then, the second night of Yom Tov, we had the second night of Yom Tov last by Pesach, so we ate by my shvigah. So I told my wife, we're going to your bench lit by the shvigah, because to buy bench light to make a bracha on candles. Where, in other words, let me explain. There's two issues for hadlokas neiris. One is shelo yikoshel be'etz over even, and then there's toisvus oira. Toisvus oira, you can make a bracha for more oira because it's going to add, enhance the meals, enhance the einik shabbos. That toisvus oira is only a benefit if you're going to enjoy it. So to light candles for Toisus Oira and then to go away, you haven't achieved anything. Therefore, the second night of Yom Tov, I would tell someone in the very same position, better you should light the candles.
How many Poskim would say differently?
Pardon?
There are many customers who say differently. That you should light where you're eating.
Well, even the first night?
Yeah, even if you'll have no benefit before or after.
Oh, all right. So you're bringing me a lie. You're bringing me a lie to my chiddush. You're saying not only the second night, even the first night.
Yeah.
But the Chalapach is the second night. You're asking. Oh. I wish you all a Kabbalah. I'll tell you a simple thing.